Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com. Everyone is afraid of pain. No one wants pain to rule over their life. And you don't want the negative side effects of aspirin, ibuprofen, or prescription drugs. They can lower immunity and cause dependency. Is there a safe alternative? I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I prefer willow bark and meadow sweet herbs to control pain, fever, aches, and inflammation. God's herbs are good, and you won't be disappointed. Call Apothecary Herbs for pain or extra strength pain relief formula. Toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3.
Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. Here on Herb Talk, we like to empower you, so that's what we're going to do. Magical engineer Frank and I are ready to roll. Thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. Hey, we're going to be talking about health concerns for the next 10 years. What are the experts predicting, projecting? Well, we're going to check it out. Also, we're going to be talking about some things in the summer that can kind of mess you up, ruin your day, and how you can nullify all that. Also, if we get time, we're going to talk about one of the herbs I like to use is motherwort and why you might want to use it. So we got lots to talk about and a quack report, you know. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to righteous men and women in uniform. Lifting them up in prayer, praying for all of America as well. And, you know, I hit the knees, seek the Lord's face every day, and I hope you do too. And when I'm in my little devotional journal that my children gave me, it's very uplifting. You know, you read your scripture, and then you can open this up. And one of the passages for July the 3rd said, "If you live close to me," that would mean God and the Lord Jesus, "and absorb my word," which means you crack open the Bible and you read it, "the Holy Spirit will guide and correct you as needed. There is no condemnation for those who belong to me," says the Lord Jesus. Luke 6 and 2 Timothy 4, Titus 3, and Romans 8. So check that out as soon as you can. Pray for this nation and that God lift it up and bring himself back into it, you know. Righteous men of valor, that's what we're praying for. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Let's see, first up in the quack report, we have artificial intelligence that's going to be in charge of your medications. Very sophisticated identity recognition technology. Going to dispense your pills for you. This is in your privacy of your home. The device is designed especially to help you keep track of your health needs and your prescriptions, you know, that drug compliance thing we were talking about the other week. The device is called Pillo, P-I-L-L-O, and it's your personal home health robot. Oh, yeah, every home's got to have one, right? And it's dubbed the smartest, friendliest way to manage your family's health, according to the creators. Keeps your personal information safe. Unless, of course, I guess it's hacked, like, you know, Hillary's server. And also it comes with tamper-proof casing, blah, 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 blah. And, of course, it'll sit on your counter and greet you in the morning while it spits out your drugs, and it's just $300. All right, moving along in the quack report. Obama's Medicare reform, guess what it's doing? It's blocking senior citizens from accepting, getting important services, including things like surgery. And while doctors tie up the patients in under observation and not really admitting them. Yes, so according to the New York Post, Obama's dismantling the Medicare part. And the coverage for things like cataract operations, knee replacement, things like that. You know, things that people, when they get old, typically want to have done. So the plan is really, you know, just telling these older people, you know, you're just not valuable to society anymore, and you don't qualify. I know, it's hard reality, isn't it? Of course, that's what happens when you have an unsustainable free healthcare. See, that's what's, you know, got to cut things. Last but not least in the quack report, hey, here's something about plants. I don't know about you, but I got a garden going. I got tomatoes, I got peppers, I got cucumbers. And they say plants are not just simple bystanders in the environment. They actually, they soak up the sun, of course, but they also have communications, engage in complex relationships within the environment. This is new research that was published in the Journal of Ecology. Researchers at the University of California studied plants, a couple of plants. What they did is they liked to coat themselves with sand. How they did it, I'm not really sure. But they said the results were revealing. They took plants that weren't coated with sand and plants that were. And the plants that were coated with sand weren't eaten by predators. So apparently the plants have developed some sort of defense, and you can read more about their published research in the Journal of Ecology, but I just think that's interesting. Plants aren't just plants and roots and leaves and flowers. They have chemical communications going on. And that wraps the quack report. Well, I think maybe the plants are communicating better than humans are. What do you think? All right. Well, we're going to be looking at some of the top health concerns for the next 10 years. And in the last 35 years, there have been significant changes in nearly every sector of the United States. And the biggest impact, of course, has been financial. And it has experts listing the biggest challenges that society is going to face in the next 10 years. So we're going to take a look at this list and see where we fall in and where we need maybe to prepare. So first on the list, big time, number one, was physician shortages. Due to the changes towards the utopian society and the free healthcare, we find those countries offering free care have experienced physician shortages. So when the global experts say we have doctor shortage, they mean tens of thousands of physicians are leaving to practice in other countries that offer less infringement. So America has really had this long experience of doctors leaving Canada to practice in the United States because Canada's healthcare system is socialized and free. Doctors are paid more money in the United States, so they left Canada. Yeah, they were wanted more money. Now, the U.S., you know, was offering better career opportunities for the Canadian physicians, but I think this is going to be a thing of the past as the Affordable Care Act kicks in. And with fewer physicians on hand, guess what? It translates to longer wait times, increased risk of human error in care, increased risk of hospital infections and death. And of course, many experts are hoping that the new technology is going to bridge this gap with e-physician visits, computer programs, and robots with artificial intelligence to look after you. So, you know, it's just when we look at the societies that have, you know, the free healthcare like the UK and Canada, that's what's happened. They have a shortage of physicians. Okay, the other thing on the list was elder care and drug resistance. On the list, they said that we have more people living longer and fewer family members and healthcare professionals are there to take care of them. So it is currently estimated right now in the United States about 25% of American households have the ability to care for an elder family member. So the drug resistance, bacterial infections, really not helping either. So the antibiotic resistance is not just a U.S. problem, but it's a global problem, and it could strain health resources to the limit. So currently, of the 2 million people who acquire the drug-resistant bacteria, 23,000 die. So the irony is most of these infections are acquired while patients are in healthcare facilities. All right, and the other thing on the list was data breaches. Hillary Clinton's very familiar with this. But with more technology in healthcare, it's less likely patients will have any privacy. In 2013, 43% of the data breaches involved healthcare facilities. Although there are laws to protect medical records, experts speculate these laws cover about 50% effectiveness at protecting patient privacy. Well, laws are for law-abiding people. You know, just like locks on doors are for honest people. See what I'm saying? Restraining orders are for, you know, law-abiding people. Otherwise, it's just a piece of paper with some words on it. All right, and the other thing on the list was less fresh food is going to be available. They say as more people move away from the rural living to find jobs, they become dependent on the import of fresh food into their, you know, communities and, you know, suburbia. So if there's a disruption in the supplies to your grocery stores there, a majority of people are going to rely on fast food. So the census statistics have 23.5 million Americans living in urban locations. So obesity and chronic health conditions could escalate if there's a lack of fresh food. All right, and they also mentioned less balance. Americans spend more time at work than any other country. Americans also take fewer vacation days and experience more job-related stress. So technology has really put us in constant contact with work, and a lot of workers are having problems disconnecting and having trouble relaxing. So there seems to be this disproportion in the work-life balance, and it can negatively affect everybody's health. All right, and then there's the perspective on pandemics. While we have seen an explosion of new diseases and pandemics over the last 100 years, we also find that cancer kills more people than pandemics, HIV, malaria, and tuberculosis combined. Let's get a perspective, people. Also, natural resources are on the list because the environmentalists are always reminding us, hey, humanity is destroying the planet. The planet was made for humanity, by the way. So we're being told that the natural resources are deteriorating. Air and water resources are at the top of the list for quality concerns and availability. So it is reported that China has the worst air quality on Earth. I believe it. Have you seen pictures of their air? Oh, cut it with a knife. It's worse than L.A. All right, and then there's people, there's a generation of concern here. A lot of different generations are weighing in with regard to who is worrying about what, especially about health, finances, the planet. Well, we find that the baby boomers are concerned about having enough money to care for their health problems in their golden years. So they are keenly aware of the changes in healthcare policies, which could disqualify them from care, which we already heard. That's what's going on in the Quack report, see? So this fear is because baby boomers understand all too well that free healthcare is not sustainable, and it will be highly influenced by finances and the right-to-life policies based on a person's current value in society. In other words, you're too old. We're not going to spend the money to fix you. I'm sorry, but that's just how it is. Right? So the millennial generation, age 18 to 33, are so stressed that they have other things to worry about other than their health or the future of their health care. Many of them can't afford to live away from home after completing college and can't afford their student loans. However, the millennials seem to be gullible about environmental and sustainability issues, so companies use that as an angle to market to them. And they are a generation that will most likely suffer from the highest rates of heart disease, asthma, ulcers, diabetes, and cancer. They are already an anxious generation of abusers of alcohol, tobacco, and other drugs. Now, the Generation Xers, those are the people aged 36 to 51, they're trying to pay off loans while raising families on low-wage incomes and feel financially insecure. So although they are concerned about how to afford health care, they are more concerned in the fact that their paycheck has not allowed them to save significant funds for retirement. And then there's the global issue. The environmental issues, the financial issues, the security issues, the health issues, you know, it's a global thing. And it all points to government institutions in control. Ethical people are controlling it. These government issues are in control of unethical people. So when the wicked are in authority, it produces confusion, disorder, poverty, and people suffer. So to the wicked, ethics and morals are not considered illegal. Just ask Hillary Clinton and her server. So such people are not concerned with laws because they don't apply to them. And history is our witness that revolution overthrows tyranny. So good must revolt against evil, and disobedience to tyranny is obedience to God. You take it any way you want, but that's the hard fact. Now, do the Americans want a decade of the same? Because the American people are going to be electing a new national leader soon. And if they want to stay on the trajectory from the last decade or not, that's what they got to decide. So some speculate, you know, the election is an illusion of freedom and it's rigged. Well, one thing is true. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. That's 2 Corinthians 3:17. So you want to pray that the Lord delivers America from tyranny. And God willing, if our supplication is answered, guess what? The wicked will then be at war against God. And we all know how that turns out. Mm-hmm. Well, in the meantime, we have options with regard to our health care. So scientific health care is expensive. And I reserve scientific health care for trauma emergencies. So we have medicinal herbs at our disposal for the everyday health issues. Now, God has instructed us to use those herbs. He says herbs are for the service of man and for the healing of the nations. That's Psalms 104:14 and Revelations 22:2. So herbs are packed full of super nutrition to help the body balance and heal itself. Now, our responsibility is to also avoid those things that undermine our health. So we can avoid many of the current healthcare epidemics with a lot of organ cleanses and immune-boosting herbs. And this in itself actually removes toxins that cause blockages and on a metabolic level. Yeah, and when you do your cleansing and your immune-boosting, it strengthens the body and also the immune system and reverses those immune-suppressing drugs, you know, your antibiotics and your vaccinations. And nearly everybody has encountered treatments involving antibiotics and vaccinations. So organ cleansing removes thousands of drug residues and heavy metals. Just think at how powerful you become by reversing that damage, opening up the elimination channels, and having free flow of toxicity out of the body. Those elimination channels are precious, precious, I tell you. So with this approach, cleanse and nourish, you know what I found? I found that a modest premium of $45 a month in catastrophic health insurance to cover the accidental trauma is all I need, right? So if more people exercise their options, they could free up their budget and save for their retirement. So if you want to exercise your God-given healing power, call the experts in organ cleansing and immune boosting. Call Apothecary Herbs. You can call to order or request a free product catalog. The number is 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. And for our international friends, the number to call is 704-885-0277, 704-885-0277, or just visit them online at thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. Puts the power back in your hands. That's why it's called the Power Herbs. And today's the last day of their 15% off for the 4th of July special. So take advantage. Orders over $55 will receive 15% off. And today's the last day. So take advantage. And the code to use in the shopping cart is July 4, or you can use it over the phone if you want to place an order that way. And get well and save money. What could be better than that? Well, not too much, really, other than, you know, a righteous man of valor in the White House. All right, moving along. We got a few minutes before we got to take a break. So we're going to be talking about things that can really take a bite out of your summer, ruin your day, and things we can do to help us out. So the weather is really hot and muggy. I don't know if you noticed, but here in the Southeast, it's like Savannah weather. And that means, you know, people are kind of peeling off the clothes a little bit lighter. Lots of shorts, sandals, you know, and short sleeve tops. And so, you know, people slather on the bug repellent and all that stuff. But you still can't anticipate everything because sometimes, you know, fire ants can get a hold of you. Bees can, or hornets or wasps, yellow jackets. Or how about some of these really venomous spiders can kind of just take a bite out of you when you were least expecting it while you were hiking. So during the summer, a lot of people have allergic reactions to a lot of this. So why do bug bites deliver such misery? Well, it's venom. The bugs inject what is called a water-soluble nitrogen chemical through their stinger into you. Right? And your body then has an allergic reaction. For those that are more sensitive to stings, venom is going to be more toxic. It causes serious health risks and possible death. They have anaphylactic shock response. So you'd be surprised how many times, you know, you've been probably within just a few feet of some sort of poisonous creature, right? And you didn't know it. All right, so about 20% of all the snake bites in the United States are life-threatening. And the good news is that compared to all the world, the U.S. only has the most venomous snakes, doesn't have the most venomous snakes or bugs. That's Costa Rica. If you want venom, go there. I'm sure Steve Irwin checked it out. But, yeah, Crocodile Hunter. Yeah, Costa Rica has the most venomous creatures on the planet in one area. So venom can be a problem, and and if you go to the hospital, the ER, I don't know if you've checked it out. You should. You should call up your hospital and ask them what it costs to have anti-venom given to you. In North Carolina, one such person found out from a copperhead that 8 hours at the hospital getting anti-venom and then being in observation for less than a 12-hour period cost him $96,000. Mm-hmm. Do you think insurance is going to pay all that? Doubt it. Doubt it. So when it comes to bugs and snakes, I don't like snakes. I sound like Indiana Jones when I say that, but I just don't like snakes. Anything that slithers and creeps along, ugh. But snakes do have a purpose. They help prevent the spread of disease. They keep crop losses to a minimum because they eat a lot of rodents. So snakes were actually revered in ancient Greece. Yeah, they were considered, ancient Greece liked them. The healers especially, they would wrap some snakes on a stick and, hey, this is where we get our medical symbol, you know. Greek mythology god of medicine, Asclepius. He carried two entwined snakes on a staff, and it's really the medical insignia of today. You got to ask yourself, why? Right? Why? Well, there are 725 species of venomous snakes worldwide. 250 contain enough poison to kill a human just with one bite. And by far, the most venomous in the United States would be your copperhead. So this snake likes to be around rocks and a little bit of water area. So if you have like a rock garden or you have a swimming pool or a little, you know, fish pond, something along, or if you live near the lake, river, get ready to see some copperheads because they like that. They really do. Also, rattlesnakes, somewhat easier to avoid because they let you know if you're getting too close to them. But copperheads, coral snakes, and cottonmouth snakes, they can be within striking distance of you, and you don't even realize it. Mm-mm. So for your safety, the safety of even your pets, we're going to go over a few tips when we come back from this break. Stay where you are. Girl, you got me thirsty for another.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with Thyme Herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of Thyme Herb is that it soothes the nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for Thyme Tincture and Tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
Leaping tall buildings with a single bound? Faster than a locomotive? Whoa! Find the Superman in you! Listen to Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today, or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and we're talking about summertime stuff that can give you a bite, take a bite out of your day. We're talking about snakes initially here. You know, if you're out and about, you know, avoid that tall grass area, especially if you like to go camp and hike, because they're out in the tall grass looking for rodents, and you're just going to interrupt their hunt for a meal, and they're just going to take a bite out of you instead. Also, don't stray off the hiking paths, right? And avoid rock climbing They love rocks. And, you know, unless you know what you're doing. And also, don't handle a snake without a professional training. And adult snake fangs are 3/4 of an inch, and they can actually penetrate most boots. Beware of that. All right, so if you get bit by a snake, you can tell by the difference between the fang prong bite and that mark if it's if you've encountered a baby or an adult snake. Now, in a lot of cases, the venom from a baby or a young adult snake can be even more toxic. Therefore, you don't want to let the size of the snake fool you, okay? So you'll have, you know, bloody discharge at the puncture site, some swelling, bruising, of course, pain. You may have diarrhea, weakness, dizziness, fainting, sweating, blurred vision, and even convulsions. So this is nothing you want to mess with. And you should seek medical attention as soon as possible, especially for children and the elderly. Okay. Now, what about those creepy spiders? Well, I couldn't watch the movie Arachnophobia. I just couldn't. I just couldn't get into it. But I shudder to get, and I get those goosebumps, you know, just thinking about a bunch of spiders, especially big ones, aggressive ones. Now, the U.S. does not have the most poisonous snakes, but it does have some of the most venomous spiders, like the black widow and the brown recluse. Now, your black widow spider has this orange hourglass mark on the abdomen, and it can be found most anywhere because it likes those warm, dark habitats, okay? So the brown recluse, you know, has that violin-shaped mark on the midsection of the body, and it likes sheltered areas like, you know, wood piles, loose bark on trees, underneath stones, hollow logs, dark storage areas, closets, garages, basements, attics that you don't frequent, and other seldom disturbed areas. So the brown recluse is not an aggressive spider, but it bites when it feels it's been disturbed. All right, so what are the symptoms of your bites from spiders? Well, if you encounter the black widow spider, and it bites you, the symptoms are cramps, sweating, dizziness, headache, tremors, nausea, vomiting, pain, blood pressure spikes, and possible death. Now, death is rare and usually occurs if a child or an elderly person gets bitten. The bite from the brown recluse spider offers the following symptoms: weakness, nausea, vomiting, high fever, flu-like symptoms, joint pain, and possible convulsions. So this bite is very destructive to tissue and muscle at around the bite mark itself. So the tissue will accelerate and ulcerate and die and fall off and leave a gaping wound. And it really can take months to heal, and it could leave deep scars. Now, if you go to the hospital, they'll debride it. Just get ready for that. So the destruction of the venom from a brown recluse can really encompass as much as 10 inches in diameter around the bite, and it looks like a target, you know, a bullseye. So that's how you know it's a brown recluse. So if muscle is severely affected, then surgery is going to be required to avoid gangrene, sepsis and infection, and it can cause disfigurement. So the bite becomes painful and itchy around 2 to 8 hours, and then the destructive force of the venom begins within 12 to 30 hours. Tissue, muscle die, and can fall off. So this is really important because I once encountered a farmer who stopped in, and he knew I was an herbalist, and he had on his ankle, he thought he was heated by because it is, but for a day, he figured out, you know, and he was correct. It was a brown recluse. He had been moved in a wood pile, and even though he had boots and socks on, somehow the spider got in there and bit him. And so here he is with some swelling around the ankle and that bullseye mark. So he didn't want to go to the doctor. He just didn't want to do that. So he asked me what I would do. And I said, well, we're going to draw some of the venom back out topically. And we used skin poultice. And then I gave him immune boosting and blood cleansing herbs to catch what other venom got into the blood system. And then I gave him tissue building herbs, our calcium formula, and of course the anti-inflammatory pain relief as well. And I told him in about 4 hours, change the poultice, put another pack on, and let me know how it looks the next day. So the next day, he phoned. He didn't come by, but he called, and he said, it looks just like a mosquito bite. Everything's looking back to normal. So he didn't have any problems. And the sooner you get to those things, the better. Okay. So if you don't want to go to the doctor, or if you can't get to medical attention, then you want to have some backup. And then, of course, there's scorpions in real warm regions. A scorpion likes to deliver a very painful sting by injecting venom deep into the tissue, and it can be very fatal. So scorpions rarely sting humans, as they are kind of nocturnal. And you may want to check under your bed and in between your sheets, as they like to scamper about into bedchambers and hide under your covers. So if you're in, like, you know, South Carolina, Texas, Nevada, those areas, you might want to check. But there are herbs that are very helpful in situations like that. Let's say you're hiking and you run into a batch of poison ivy, oak or sumac, you know, and your campsite is, you know, what, half a mile, mile away. What you going to do? Well, you're going to wash as best you can, but you better have some of that poultice, the skin poultice I mentioned. You just mix it up with a little bit of that bottled water you have, and put it on where you came in contact, and that will neutralize the oils from the plant itself. So I hope none of you have to tangle with poisonous snakes or venomous bugs and spiders and such not. But we do have natural snake bite kits for humans and pets that you can take with you around about. They're in a nice little one-pound pack. You can carry them with you. You can strap them through your belt, and you're portable, and at least you have some backup until you can get to medical attention and kind of minimize the damage there. Now, pets, if they get bit by venomous snakes, they metabolize the venom better than we humans, but the bite site becomes sort of like a brown recluse bite for them, and they have tissue damage. So you can minimize that as well with the pet snake and spider bite kit. So you have options for your pets too. And you'll find those kits and the skin poultice and the calcium liquid and the pain formula and all those good things at thepowerherbs.com. And you can call and request a free catalog at 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. If you're serious about herbs, you need apothecary herbs. That's right. Now, they do have the downloadable PDF version of the catalog on their website. If you just want to download it to your computer and have it there, that's perfectly fine. And if you're on the website, do sign up for the free online newsletters. I got some calls today about the newsletters. I want to reiterate, the newsletters are email only. They're not hard copy, so you have to have email in order to get the newsletters. So, you can sign up. They go out each and every week. On Tuesdays, the American Survival goes out. And then on Fridays, the Health Quest newsletter goes out. So you get great information sent to you twice a week if you'd like to sign up for both. All right, we're going to shift gears, and we're going to be talking about an herb that I like to use sometimes for cardio stuff, and it's called motherwort. I know it sounds like something a witch would have in her cauldron, doesn't it? But if you don't want to be like 25% of the populace and they suffer from heart disease and things, we're gonna check this motherwort out, okay? Now, the statistics that we get from the American Heart Association and the CDC, kind of alarming. They said the heart disease continues to claim victims in record numbers every year, and it's because, they say, of two main facts: unhealthy lifestyle and the prescribed heart medicines. Well, let's look. Official statistics are that millions of people worldwide die from cardiovascular disease, costs billions of dollars, that disease. And the United States alone, in 2010, it said we spent $300 billion on healthcare for heart disease, which included medical services, medications, and loss of productivity at work. So half of the deaths for both men and women are due to heart disease, they say. And one out of four Americans is, they say, a ticking time bomb. So we can expect that 700,000 Americans are going to suffer their first heart attack this year, and about 500,000 of them will suffer their second heart attack. So if you are male and you suffer a second heart attack, 13% of you are going to die, and 6% of the females suffering a second heart attack will die. Now, at least 20% are completely disabled with heart failure after the second heart attack. And some American cultural groups have a higher risk than others, like African Americans fare slightly better with heart disease deaths than the whites do. So Asians, Hispanics, American Indians, Alaskan Eskimos, they all have heart disease too. But by far, Caucasians and African Americans have the highest risk. Two-thirds of the heart attack patients don't make full recovery, can't return to work at all. Two-thirds. All right, here's some other facts. Most of you already know what contributes to heart disease. You guys are smart out there. You read, you listen, you know. But the factors measure a 40% to 10% risk. So if you are inactive, if you kind of, you know, couch potato, 40% risk of having heart problems. If you're overweight, 34% risk on top of that. High blood pressure, 31, just lump that in there. And if you smoke, 21%. And if you have high cholesterol, add another 16. And if you have diabetes as well, 11% more. Can you see what we're saying here? Doesn't look good. So most heart attacks occur, they say, on a Monday morning, and Saturday morning take second place. So why do heart attacks happen in the morning? Well, the blood platelets tend to be stickier as you wake up, according to heart cardiologists. And if you survive a heart attack, one out of 25 are going to die within a year. Well, if you don't want sticky platelets, you need to use hawthorn berries. Okay? It protects the fibrinogen protein in your blood so your blood doesn't stick together and clot like that when it shouldn't. All right? If your blood gets too sticky and clots, you have fibrinogen that's turned to fibrin, and that's not good. So the antioxidants and the flavonoids that are in hawthorn berries protect that from happening. Okay. Now, also the statistics are telling us that the heart drugs, kind of a problem, allopathic treatment for heart disease, of course, they try to do damage control and manage the symptoms without getting at the cause of your heart problem. So heart patients are put on what are called healthier diets that don't contain any real salt. They have fake butter products. And these all don't help, really. The processed salt is a corruptible salt. It's devitalized. It doesn't have minerals that support the cardiovascular system like real sun-dried salt does. So real salt that's sun-dried, not processed, not white, looks like off-white or gray, that is actually cardiovascular friendly, helps keep your arteries and veins flexible so plaque doesn't stick. It helps maintain healthy fluid balance, strengthens up cell walls, and so real salt is healthy for you and doesn't create hypertension. So what everybody's used to, though, is a processed salt that's bad for you. So there's a big difference in the kind of salt you're using. And the Himalayan salt may have more shale in it, so be careful because that can affect kidneys. So you want to use an ocean salt, preferably from France. Okay, because when they check the chemistry of your fluids in your body and salt, it's perfect. So it's great for electrolytes, it's great for the central nervous system, and so forth. Helps the neurotransmitters in your brain. So you want to definitely get some healthy salt. And if you're looking for the Celtic salt, it's on the powerherbs.com website. They do have cardiovascular herbs, and we're going to get to that. But I want to highlight real quickly the motherwort herb, like I mentioned. It's really a very empowering herb. It's one of God's medicines, okay, for the heart, along with your hawthorn berries. And I like to use it in the herbs I have in my, what I call my heart herb arsenal. Now, the old English word wort means plant, and the ancient Greeks and the Romans used motherwort mainly for heart problems. And it was used specifically for heart fluttering or palpitations, or what we know as people, they call it arrhythmia today. And some people also use it for things like depression. Now, the ancient Chinese claimed that motherwort was great for longevity. Well, yeah, if you didn't die from a heart attack, I guess so. So who knows? But 100 years from now, scientists may discover some of the new enzymes and nutrients in the motherwort plant that helps retard aging, and then it could confirm what the Chinese knew a long time ago. But motherwort became real popular in the 16th century when it was used to heal livestock. Yeah, British herbalists would give cattle motherwort as a remedy for nervous diseases. So later, Nicholas Culpepper, the herbalist, discovered that it was an excellent herb for heart conditions. He said it removed trembling of the heart, so it steadied out the heartbeat. Now, motherwort will soothe muscles and calms down spasms while it stimulates things like uterine muscles, and therefore you shouldn't use it if you are pregnant and it's not ready to have the baby yet. Okay, so if you're in the childbearing years, you don't want to use motherwort, especially if you're expecting, because it could shorten incubation time for that baby. Now, some Indians used it to shorten delivery, you know, just to get that taken care of. Now, the common name for motherwort was given to the plant, and motherwort actually helps remove tension from muscles and helps people relax, sleep well. It also was used as an antidepressant. 19th century American colonists were using it as a tranquilizer for female birthing issues. So if women started to panic when they were starting to feel labor pains, they would give them motherwort so it made them calm down. They can focus on their breathing and deliver the baby. Now, scientists really don't think much of motherwort. Not really. But the ancients who used it for the heart aid, guess what? They were right, according to a study out of China that showed that motherwort relaxes heart cells and prevents blood clots that trigger heart attacks. So Russian researchers found that motherwort contains compounds that reduce blood pressure. And the German E-Commission approves of the use of this herb, motherwort, for the treatment of cardiac disorders. And they also discovered that motherwort offers this mild sedative action, and it's very effective at relieving things like insomnia and anxiety. So motherwort contains a lot of compounds. It continues to, you know, serve mankind. As God said, herbs are here for the service of man. So motherwort contains compounds that also work to stimulate uterine muscles, and therefore pregnant women shouldn't use it unless they're under the direction of a physician or a midwife or someone to help them during labor. Now, women trying to become pregnant should not use motherwort as well. And if you are already taking anticoagulants, you should not use motherwort due to its anti-clotting coagulant factor already built into the herb. And likewise, you should avoid doubling up on herbs that also thin the blood, like garlic and willow bark, because motherwort helps with that as well. So vitamin E supplements, if you suffer from a clotting disorder, you don't want to use motherwort unless you're directed by your physician. And again, you might want to check out the hawthorn berries, okay? So if you're looking for motherwort, it is in the heart cholesterol blood pressure formula at the folks at thepowerherbs.com. It's under their cardio section. It's the heart, blood pressure, cholesterol formula. It has the motherwort added to that formula, as well as your hawthorn berries are in that formula. So you can get, it's kind of like the Cadillac of the heart formulas there. So check that out. They do have a heart attack pack. If you want something, you know, when seconds count while you're waiting on an ambulance to arrive, you have some things. Also, they have the Celtic sea salt. Also, if your heart patient and you're trying to quit smoking, they do have the smoker's helper formula. So check all that out at thepowerherbs.com or give them a call toll free at 866 229 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, and get empowered. That's right. All right, we have a few minutes, and I mean a few minutes. We may delve into this topic a little more next time, but it's about female issues. A lot of people call with fibroids, things like that nature. A lot of fibroids can cause bleeding issues, and usually women go to their gynecologist. The gynecologist schedules them for surgery, and first thing you know, they're losing their uterus. You know, they're having a hysterectomy. So 2 out of 3 women over the age of 35 get fibroids. Why is that? Why are they developing those fibroids? Even women in puberty can get them, but what are they? Well, they're these uterine growths. It's made up of muscle from the uterus and fibers, other connective tissues. Medicine describes them as non-cancerous tumors. But any fibroids present before menopause usually shrink after menopause, and maybe new fibroids develop, maybe not. But most women have more than one fibroid, and they can have hundreds of them. And fibroids can range in size from really small to really large, so in different shapes, and they can cause discomfort and, like I said, lots of bleeding and hemorrhaging. So we don't have time to go into this entire subject. We'll have to leave a lot of that for later, but I just want to leave you with this. There are female herbs that help the body get rid of the fibroids. I've seen it over and over and over again. Women are just amazed, and so are their gynecologists. When they go back and they get examined, they go, "What did you do?" "Well, I just kind of like changed my diet. I exercised, and oh yeah, I took these herbs." You know, so herbs contain super nutrition so the body can balance and heal itself. That's what it's about. So when you're using your female herbs, there's 6 of them that you should use all at the same time. And I think next time on the show, we'll get into that. But if you're looking for female herbal formulas, guess who has those? Thepowerherbs.com under For Women Only. So check that out. And they have several there. If, depending on your time of life. So if you're in the menopausal area, look at the female maturity. If you're not quite that old, then the cycle balancer. And if you're trying to have a baby, well, then it's the fertility formula. So check that out, thepowerherbs.com. And for you guys out there, if you're needing a little help there in the reproductive area, we haven't left you out. No, no. We have the male hormone formula, which we've been told is the bomb. So check that out if you'd like. And it's all organic, certified organic herbs, the TILF standards. Do read information on the page before you order. If you have any questions, contact the folks at thepowerherbs.com. Their toll-free number is 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. And don't forget, sign up for the newsletters. You'll be glad you did. Empowering information each and every week in your email, and they're free. American Survival and Health Quest. Sign up today at thepowerherbs.com under the Books and Newsletters tab. Check that out as soon as you can. Oh, I'm out of time. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.